Well, good morning. It's good to have all of you here. We have babies, all kinds of things. Good morning, all the little ones. Well, this morning, Jesus talks again about plants. Last week, we did plants. This week, we're doing plants. Two kinds of plants. Now, I have a question for you. What's that? You, the human plant. You were here last week, yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I am not a very good gardener, okay? Because he says, I know how you feel, buddy. Right on, yeah. So here's the deal. I'll give you an example. For instance, we planted a bunch of herbs at our house, right? And then Mrs. Lilly went on vacation. We don't have a bunch of herbs anymore. But we have some lovely dead plants. And I said, we don't have herbs, we have dried herbs. Right? Yeah, when you plant a seed in the ground, remember we talked, you expect for that plant to come up, and whatever it is you planted, it's going to be really beautiful. But guess what sometimes happens? Sometimes it dies, and sometimes other plants come up that you didn't plant. You know what those are called? Weeds. Weeds. Are weeds good? Well, it depends. It depends. Because there's a lot of things people... Well, I mean, weeds generally, they choke out the plant that you're trying to grow, and it's not good. But, you know, we actually do eat some things that used to be called weeds. For instance, where I was for the last bunch of years, there's something called dandelions. And they are a weed. Do you know what a dandelion looks like?
Yes, yellow.
Yeah, it kind of comes up with a yellow flower, and then it makes a little puffball. Yeah. Guess what the puffball is? Seeds. And it's so fun because you see the little puffballs, and you pull the little stem off, and you go... And all of the seeds fly out. And you think, isn't that wonderful? Guess what those seeds make? More weeds. And then I found out, I went to a really fancy restaurant one day. And do you know what kind of salad I had? It was a very expensive salad. Dandelion greens. That weed turned out to be something that wasn't so bad. So in the gospel lesson for today, someone plants a field and they're expecting to come up with wheat. What do you make out of wheat?
Bread.
Bread, flour. Yeah, you make flour and then you make bread. Without wheat, you get gluten-free bread. Don't go there, okay? Wheat. So they planted the wheat and then all kinds of weeds came up. And usually what are you supposed to do with weeds? You go out and you pull them out, right? You pull them out because they're no good, those weeds. But the farmer says to the servants, no, let them grow up together. Because if you go in and you pull out the weeds, sometimes you might also be pulling out the wheat. Because sometimes when plants first come up, you can't tell them apart. The weeds and the flowers and the weeds and especially wheat look exactly the same. So the farmer, who turns out to be God, by the way, in this lesson, says, let them grow up together, and we'll deal with it at the end. Well, now, of course, Jesus has to go into the room and explain the parable, and he says, well, the seed is the word of God, and the kingdom, that's the field, and God sows the word, God's word of love and grace and joy and beauty in the world, and sometimes the seeds come up really good, and sometimes they come up weeds. So Jesus is talking about people. Now, I thought to myself, what great little angels you are, because at the end of the story, the angels come and they separate the weeds from the wheat. And I got to looking at the field out there, and I thought, we should go see if we can find some weeds to pull out. All right, turn around, stand up, come on up here where you can see the field, all right? Because this is what you do when you're a farmer. You get up high up on a hill or maybe up on top of your tractor and you look around and you're looking for weeds. Do you see any?
No.
A field of beautiful wheat. So there's nobody out there that's ever been unkind. Is it an invisible weed? That's a whole other sermon.
Right in the middle over there.
Right in the middle. There's a visible weed. We'll see. Okay, all right. Well, see, the problem with trying to pull out the weeds is you can't always tell which ones they are. So God says, you know what? I love all of them. The wheat, the weeds, the good people, the not so pleasant people, the people who maybe are great and the people who aren't so great, because to whom do they belong? Weeds and wheat? They all belong to God. And you know what God's always up to? God's always up to loving the wheat and the weeds. Or maybe the wheat and the weeds. God says, let them grow up together. Good, bad, indifferent, whether they're perfect or not perfect, or doing great things or wonderful things or not great things, I'm going to love them into being wheat. And so God plants God's word, and we never know, good or bad. And in the end, it's not for us to pick. Because you know why? We can't tell the difference. So we're not going to judge the wheat or the weeds or who's good or who's bad. That'll be God's thing. And I have a feeling from what Jesus says that God's going to bring the wheat and the weeds together. All of us get God's love. Okay? Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming up. We'll do the second part of the hymn.